This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Elizabeth Baez, ELIZABETHBAEZ, date of birth 07/19/1961, date of appointment 12/18/2025, requesting physician Erika Wachmeister, ERIKA WACHTMEISTER, DO. Dear Erika Wachmeister, I have the pleasure of seeing Elizabeth Baez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 64-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman. 2 years ago, she had a CABG and then left carotid endarterectomy. Since then, she has a weakness and numbness on the right side, having tingling in the fingers. And right foot toes, they are numb and curled up. Having backache also, and pain at the back of the thighs. Finger also has a pain. No neck pain, taking gabapentin and carbamazepine. She has getting pain in the head also, which is daily involved the forehead with blurry vision, no nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia, with dizziness. When she has headache, she sit down. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, cataract on the left side, diabetes mellitus, PTSD, bipolar disorder, ADHD, history of sciatica, arthritis, kidney stone, GERD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, history of CABG, C-section, oophorectomy, left carotid endarterectomy. Allergy, no known allergy. Invokana. Tradjenta, medication albuterol, allogliptin, aspirin 325 mg, atorvastatin 80 mg, carbamazepine 100 mg extended release 2 times daily, clopidogrel 75 mg daily, Dacoset sodium, furosemide, gabapentin 300 mg 3 times daily, glipizide, losartan, metoprolol, omeprazole, social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. He's single, lives with the boyfriend, have 6 children, family history, mother alive with arthritis, father deceased due to pneumonia, 3 sisters and 5 brothers, common medical problem in diabetes and hypertension. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, numbness, tingling, weakness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen soft pulse on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 over 5. Deep tender reflexes 2 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Please rewrite again. The sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in both feet. Gait, ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment time plan, 64-year-old left-handed woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, probably stroke in the left thalamus leading to right-sided numbness and tingling. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order MRI of the brain and EMG of the upper and lower extremities. Continue the aspirin 325 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, and atorvastatin 80 mg daily. She is also taking carbamazepine extended release 100 mg 2 times daily and gabapentin 300 mg daily. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.